Operations. Nkana MP describes delimitation process as flawed. In international news, Ramaphosa thanks Putin for release of South Africans lured into Russia-Ukraine war. And in sports, Spurs reschedules 2026 annual general meeting.
And now, the Power FM News.
With upfront and reliable news every day, my name is Abigail Chassis. President Hakainde Hichilema says the Kazungula Bridge must deliver increased economic value for Zambia and the wider region, describing it as a strategic asset serving four countries at a unique meeting point. Speaking during the launch of the Kazungula Bridge Authority, President Hichilema said the bridge connects Zambia, Botswana, Namibia and Zimbabwe, the only point in the world where four countries converge at one border. The head of state said the infrastructure goes beyond four nations that should be viewed as a regional asset for Southern Africa, facilitating trade flows as far as Angola and the Democratic Republic of Congo. President Hichilema noted that Kazungula has already become the preferred trade route for countries further north, with truck movements increasing from about 200 per day to over 400. He set an ambitious target of raising that number to 1,000 trucks daily. He said increased traffic will translate into higher trade volumes, lower transportation costs and more economic activity for surrounding communities, including Kasangula and Kasane.
We are moving rapidly in the direction of
reach this point whose value goes beyond these four countries. Angola further this side, you can go on Congo this side, all the way. So strategic Africa, this is their asset. We're just custodians because God placed us here. And therefore, whatever we do with this bridge, we must contextualize that this asset is not only ours, it's an asset that belongs to many, and I think the world, if I may say. So we need to be broader in the way Kazungula Bridge Authority first is conceived. I think the framework is fine, but how we run it so that it benefits, draws value.
Meanwhile, Botswana President Duma Boko Gideon said Zambia and Botswana are moving swiftly towards establishing a non-stop border post at the Kazungula crossing, aimed at eliminating delays and speeding up trade flows. President Boko said the two countries are deploying appropriate technology to facilitate the transition, adding that there is no time to waste in delivering results for citizens. He said leadership must remove obstacles that slow down progress and ensure tangible outcomes for the region. President Boko was speaking during the launch of the Kazungula Bridge Authority.
We are moving rapidly in the direction of a non-stop border post. That is where we are heading. It will require of us the deployment of appropriate technologies. And on this note, I am aware that the Botswana Stock Exchange is well advanced in bringing about technology that will enable this non-stop border.
Nkana Member of Parliament Benwo Mpundu has described the ongoing constituency delimitation process as flawed and unconstitutional. Speaking during an interview, Mr. Mpundu argued that concerns raised by the opposition over the now enacted Constitution Amendment Bill No. 7 were based on what he termed as serious procedural irregularities. Mr. Mpundu said the process lacked a clear constitutional foundation from the onset, adding that this is why the Constitutional Court directed that the matter be taken back to the people for consultation. The lawmaker alleged that the UPND government initially indicated that delimitation would be guided by the 2019 report produced by the Electoral Commission of Zambia following its nationwide assessment. However, he claims that after Bill 7 was passed into law, authorities began calling for fresh consultations on which constituencies should be delimited. According to Mr. Mpundu, decisions on which constituencies would be affected had already been made prior to the consultative meetings, describing the ongoing engagement as mere rubber stamping exercise. He cited concerns raised in Northern Province, where traditional leaders reportedly questioned the manner in which boundaries were being proposed. Government officials have maintained that the delimitation process is consultative and aimed at ensuring equitable representation in line with population changes.
It's flawed. First of all, the reason why we argued against Bill 7 is because we saw serious deception. The process itself was flawed from the start. It was unconstitutional from the start. That is why the Constitutional Court even pronounced itself that you needed to go back to the people. Okay? So we saw a lot of deceit on the part of the UPND, because how do you propose to amend the Constitution without a basis of that amendment, especially when we talk about delimitation? Because our friends had intimated that they are going to embark on delimitation based on the 2019 report. Which report our friends, you know, insinuated they were going to base the delimitation on. Fast forward after the Bill 7 passes and it is now law, that is when now they are suggesting let's go back to the people to consult them which constituents is going to be delimited. But guess what? They've already decided which constituencies are going to be delimited. Whatever is going on in those districts is simply but a rubber stamp.
In another development, a baby boy reportedly stolen from Kafue General Hospital on February 21, 2026, has been found abandoned in a grassy area this morning. Police Deputy Public Relations Officer Chipo Kaitisha confirmed that following the child theft report, a dedicated task team was formed to conduct thorough investigations. At approximately 5:40 a.m., Kapiro Police Station via the Shikoswe Police Post received a report from Ms. Fides Piri, a resident of Shikoswe Township, who discovered an abandoned male infant. Ms. Piri promptly picked up the baby and reported the situation to Shikoswe Police Post. In response, police officers quickly secured the child and transported him to Kafue General Hospital for medical attention. The child has since been reunited with his mother. Police expressed gratitude to Ms. Piri for her vigilance and swift action, which played a crucial role in the safe recovery and reunion of the child. In international news, South Africa's President Cyril Ramaphosa has thanked his Russian counterpart Vladimir Putin for helping to secure the return of 17 South African